an Africa Day event in Bangalore, India. Appropriately, it's being held at a university. Many of the thousands of Africans living in India are students, attracted by the use of English, the climate, and low tuition fees. But foreign students must pay those fees in advance to obtain study visas. That means students arrive sometimes without being fully aware of some of the difficulties of studying here. At a student cafe in Bangalore, I meet three Ugandan students. They're nearing the end of their year in different colleges around the city.
I'm Senpai George Arnold, GRRV College Business Management Academy. I'm doing BSc first year.
Achidri Fabian, fourth semester now, and I'm in Faith British Academy.
Yeah, my name is Stuart Murungi, Reva College, fourth semester.
So what are the reasons that made them decide to study in India?
In the long run, it's way cheaper. And you're going to a college that may be $1,500. You're going to find that most courses here, be it management, be it engineering, the IT courses and all, are way cheaper here compared to back home in Uganda.
I want the IT department. The IT department in India is far better than that one in Uganda. Okay, like in Uganda, education is good, but at some level, India is better in IT.
India does have a good reputation, especially for IT courses. But does the quality of the course live up to their expectations?
We expect when we come from home, we are told that you're going to be provided so much facilities. Take, for example, you're going to be doing so many practicals, but in actual sense, it's so much of theory.
What I need from my teachers is to tell me what I need to know. And when they do that, it's okay with me. And to be honest, my teachers do that, and they actually even give me extra classes.
But one thing these students agreed on was that integrating into Indian society outside class was the biggest challenge. Stuart says many Africans he knows are feeling uneasy after an incident last February involving a Tanzanian driver and an Indian pedestrian.
One of the African students knocked down an Indian woman and she died. Well, it was a sad incident, but the way Indians reacted was not the really good way, you know? This guy was beaten up, mob, and actually after 15 minutes, later when the scene had ended, another car comes in with African students and they were also beaten up. So, I mean, that kind of thing really scares you.
Police in India have been criticized for their handling of clashes between Africans and Indians. So I went to talk to Commissioner P. Harishikaran of the Bangalore Police. He's in charge of improving relations between Indians, foreign students, and the police. And he tells me he's launched an African Student Coordination Committee.
The embassy people from different African countries came here to meet me to appreciate this concept. To going to write a letter to the Honorable Prime Minister of India, the concept of Bangalore city has to be introduced in all the metropolitan cities of India in order to maintain the peace and tranquility in the area, to prevent crime, to safeguard the African students, and when they go back to the African countries, they have to take a beautiful memories about India.
Back at the cafe, students play pool and unwind after a day of exams. I ask them if they will stay after they finish their studies or return to Uganda.
The moment I finish here, I don't even think of coming back here. I just go back to my country, but not working here or staying here. It is very difficult to get a job.
If I start working in India, it's also going to give me, experience of working in a foreign country. But here, you won't get that experience. It won't happen. It's not that I'm looking at getting money alone. I'm looking at also getting experience working in a foreign country. But it's not the picture here.
And their advice for others who will follow these students to India in the coming academic year is to find out as much as possible about studying and living in India before leaving home. Christopher Dodd for RFI in Bangalore, India.